Surveillance cameras surveying from inside private businesses are commonplace now, but in downtown Los Angeles, police are placing cameras outside for the express purpose of catching the sellers of counterfeit goods. And the movie industry is helping, donating those cameras with the hopes of stopping sales of illegal DVDs. NPR's Nova Safo reports from Los Angeles.
At the heart of the Fashion District in downtown Los Angeles is a few blocks long, narrow path known as Santee Alley.
Supercell, come on inside, please, Vasily.
It's crowded with stores and street merchants hawking everything from clothing to purses to CDs and DVDs. Police say many of the products are counterfeit, and over the past 2 years they've been cracking down, seizing $37 million in counterfeit goods. A few blocks north at the Los Angeles Police Department Central Division Station, two officers have just returned from a bust in Santee Alley. They're placing counterfeit purses and DVDs in black trash bags to be stored as evidence. Captain Andrew Smith is in charge of the division.
As we were driving down the street, we saw an individual on the sidewalk with a blanket covered about 15 or 20 Louis Vuitton bags. And next to him, they had probably 15 or 20 counterfeit DVDs of first-run movies, including Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's already out here on the street for sale for $5.
In this case, the police happened by the counterfeit merchants and made an easy arrest. But Smith says counterfeiters have become increasingly adept at evading officers.
They do have a pretty elaborate lookout system, and when an officer comes up, they'll give a signal and they'll walk away. So what we would get is a lot of product without a lot of arrests, and they'll be able to get back in business later that afternoon.
So the police came up with a new tactic. The LAPD accepted $180,000 from the Motion Picture Association of America, or the MPAA. The money bought 10 surveillance cameras to monitor Santee Alley. The MPAA's John Malcolm is in charge of worldwide anti-piracy operations.
Santee Alley is certainly one of the biggest pirate havens on the West Coast. It's been well known for a long time, so it's certainly been a thorn in the side of the movie industry, but also a thorn in the side of law enforcement and lots of other rights holders.
When the MPAA and the police discussed the idea of using surveillance cameras at Santee Alley, they had precedent. Police have cameras in two other areas of Los Angeles to monitor everything from drug sales to prostitution, and they say the cameras have helped. But that's beside the point, says Ricardo Garcia. He's criminal justice director with the Southern California offices of the American Civil Liberties Union.
We have a very serious concern with any type of cameras being placed in a public area that law enforcement monitors.
Garcia says police should not use cameras to enforce the interests of a private entity, in Santee Alley's case, the MPAA. He questions whether the LAPD is setting a precedent that those with deep pockets can buy better enforcement of their interests.
Is it going to come to the situation where the community says, you know what, we'll buy the city two or three patrol cars if you'll put them in our neighborhood and patrol our neighborhood, which really has a problem with auto theft?
Garcia says he's also concerned about the potential for abuse, such as a rogue cop using cameras to spy into businesses and homes. Captain Smith says initially he too had civil liberties concerns. He says that's why he's been careful with the cameras. They're monitored from a locked room with access to only a few trained officers. And Smith says where the cameras look is also important.
All these cameras are mounted in public places. We don't focus on people's homes. We don't focus inside people's businesses. As someone's walking down the street, if an officer standing there could view the same thing, then it's something that's okay for us to monitor.
And in Santee Alley, everything is visible from the street, from open-air shops to sidewalk merchants. Yusuf Shakur owns a belt and buckle shop. He says he doesn't mind being monitored, but as to whether or not the cameras will make a difference.
In my opinion, it won't. Because, you know, what they know what I have in my stores. I mean, I don't sell it, but, and how are they going to know what I'm putting in the bag?
At the corner of Shakur's store is a CD rack. He says the CDs belong to a street merchant who uses his store for storage. And he thinks they're probably counterfeit.
My guess is illegal because, you know, whenever the inspector comes, she leaves.
But simply leaving may not be enough now. Shakur's store is just across the street from one of the surveillance cameras. Nova Safo, NPR News, Los Angeles.